into our studio storms a very unhappy Norm Hitzkus. And he was having problems with the computers. And he told us that he left the Catman of the Americas, our boss, a voicemail message.
I just left Cat a long voicemail message about the computer problems here.
And y'all gotta understand, when Norm gets upset, he flips a lid.
Yes. So we somehow gained access to this first voicemail message that Norm left the Catman. So let's take a listen to this. We've had to bleep a couple of words, but here it is.
Received Wednesday at 6:14 a.m.
Cat, this is Norm. It's before 6 o'clock. It's a little after 6. I was in about 6:15. Trying to find a computer that works, that I can access some things, print out some stuff sent to me. The computer in the bullpen is a piece of trash. You might as well have a bucket of elephant urine out there. And I know it's not your doing. I know you're not in charge of this. But, Cat, the phones don't work. The computers don't work.
Oh, no.
It's just incredible. It's just incredible. Can we get something fixed? Can we? I'm sorry I'm dumping all this in your lap. It's frustrating to come in early to do some work and not be able to do any work just because the equipment in here is a piece of elephant dung. Now, where do we have to go to get it fixed? Dan Bennett? John Dickey? Where do we need to go? I don't give a damn about money. There's work to be done. Thanks.
Very upset. Now, as we discovered throughout the morning,
he does that stuff all the time, though.
Norm, I know.
Gets more mad about things that go on up here that don't work up here.
He thinks it is a personal attack.
Yes.
If the computer doesn't work.
It's all people don't care about him. That's the problem.
And you would think that that was the only voicemail that he left, Kat.
Oh, no.
No. Apparently,
he left
many more, and we gained super secret access to those. Let's listen to the next voicemail that Norm left.
This is Norm. It's 5:45. Well, actually, it's 5:46 because I was in about 4:15 preparing for my program, unlike the other shows. Ted, I hate to complain, but could we please get some decent coffee in the break room? That coffee pot is a large bladder of elephant urine. I mean, come on. I've been doing radio in this town for 35 years, and I shouldn't have to put up with substandard coffee. This is freaking ridiculous, Cat. And I swear to Judas, I will cut off your head and stick it on the end of my cane and thrust it to the sky if something's not done about it. Please understand, Cat, I'm not blaming you, and I'm not mad at you. I'm just tired of it. Who do we need to go to get this fixed? Dan Bennett? John Dickey? That black guy in the White House? Please, God, this is not about satisfying the inane demands of a prima donna radio host. This is about coffee for human beings. I'm giving you until 9 o'clock to fix this, and you'll have a truck bomb in front of your house by 10.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't see you in hell.
Oh, jeez.
Man. His temperature just kept rising.
Kept rising. And I understand he even left another one.
You're kidding.
Something else went wrong up here?
Yeah, play the next one, Jer.
It's Norm again. It's 6:13 in the morning. Actually, 6:45 because I just dropped a deuce for 30 minutes. Listen, Pat, I have just pushed J17 on the vending machine. Now, I felt confident that in pushing such a number, I was going to be rewarded with a handsome bag of fresh pecan sandies. But instead, Cat, it seems like I have received what appears to be the leavings of a large farm animal. Cat, this is fucking ridiculous. That bag of pecan sandies was a washtub of tiger droppings. Do you hear me? And your sun chips aren't any better. They're a potato sack of elk dung, Cat. And your sun kiss color reminds me of a truck bed full of monkey semen. Cat, listen to me. How am I supposed to perform at a high sports talk level when I can't get the sustenance I require? You hear me, you devil? I'll kill you and everyone you've ever made love to, Cat. You hear me? Understand, I'm not dumping this on your lap, pal. I'm not mad at you, you incompetent wanker. I mean, who do we have to go to get this fixed? Dan Bennett? Jesus? The amazing ghost of Jack Ruby?
Oh, amazing.
Cat, what do we have to do? I'm glad nuts, Cat. I'm cracking up, pal. Goodbye, Cat. See you in hell.
Oh my God. It was so disturbing how upset he gets.
I'm telling you. We just pray that everything works correctly up here in the mornings when Norm gets up here.
We're like kids that are kind of snuggled up in their bunk bed listening to their dad trash the house.
By the time he went on the air yesterday, he was fine.
He seemed to be fine, yeah.
Yeah, I guess Kat remedied all that stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a voicemail for human beings. There you go.